for tape, CDs, DVDs, to our publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom, write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. This is the 2019 Spring Teaching and Deliverance Camp Meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Camp in Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Saturday morning, April the 20th, 2019. Kelly Ritchie is the speaker of this service, teaching on fear.
My God is faithful, my God is truthful, my God is boundless, and all He is. My God is wisdom, my God is righteous, my God is vision for all who seek. So I will worship You in the beauty of holiness, and I will worship You for the things You've done in me. And when my life's complete, I'll place my crown at Your feet, and I will worship You on bended knee. God is power, my God is glory, my God is ruler over all that is. My God is timeless, my God is justice, my God is mercy to the oppressed. So I in the beauty of holiness, and I will worship You for the things You've done in me. And when my life's complete, I'll place my crown at Your feet, and I will worship You on bended knee. His thunder, His heart is tender, His hand is strong. So I will worship You in the beauty of Your holiness, and I will worship You for the things He's done in me. And when my place my crown at His feet, and I will worship You on bended knee.
He has done for us just today, just this morning. We worship you, Father. We worship you, Lord. We worship you. We worship you. We worship you. Thank you, Father, for the great things that you have done for us. Thank you, Father, for all the wondrous things that you do. You watch over us. You keep us. You take us on our trip back home. You watch over us, and we just worship you. I just worship you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Lord, I thank you for this offering. I thank you that you're always, always faithful. Even when I fail you, you never fail me. When I trip and stumble, you're there to pick me up. Sometimes the road is hard, but you're always with me. You never leave me. I struggle, but you tell me it's okay. We'll get through it together. You're so good, Lord. You're so good. And I thank you. I love you, Jesus. Oh, how I love you, Jesus. Oh, how I love you, Jesus. Oh, how I love you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
You can be seated. Callie.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Everybody good this morning?
Yes.
Good. I want to talk to y'all this morning about fear. And there's a lot of information here. And I'm just going to thank the Lord right now that we're able to hear what He is wanting to show us here about fear and what fear does to a body. Because if we could get this, a lot of diseases, a lot of unnecessary anxiety and worry would be gone. And we would be walking around healed, whole, and fulfilling everything God wants for us. So I'm going to talk about fear, what it is, how it works, and how to defeat it. The definition of fear is to be afraid of something or someone, to expect or worry about something bad or unpleasant, to be afraid and worried. Now, some of the synonyms, now as I'm giving you some of these synonyms, descriptions, words of what fear is, some of the different ways it manifests. If you recognize any of these in your life, just repent. When you hear the words, say, Lord, forgive me. I repent. I repent. I repent. And we're gonna undo some things. I believe if we can just get it, we can undo some things and we can walk in healed bodies. So if you hear a word that fits you, it doesn't belong to you, we're going to repent so it can go away. In Jesus' name. Father, do things bother you? Bother, worry, fret, fuss, stew. Some people just stew over things that make them mad. Stress, sweat, trouble, alarm, anxiety, dread, fearfulness, fright, horror, panic, scare, terror, trepidation. Some of the related words are also phobia, creeps, jitters, nervousness, willies, pang, qualm, twinge, agitation, apprehension, consternation, discomposure, disquiet, funk, perturbation, concern, dismay, worry, cowardice, faint-heartedness, timidity, timorousness, strain, stress, disturbance, edginess, discomfort, hand wringing. Some people just sit around wringing their hands twiddling their thumbs, just nervous habits, picking their fingernails, disturbance, edginess, jitters, jumpiness, panic, tremor, angst, fearfulness, torment, upset, vexation, cold feet, doubt, dread, foreboding, misgiving. Dread usually adds to the idea of intense reluctance to face or meet a person or situation and suggests aversion as well as anxiety. Some people, they know they have to have a meeting, so they face that meeting with dread or anxiety. Fright implies the shock. Excuse me. Fright implies the shock of sudden, startling fear. Fright at being awakened suddenly. Alarm suggests a sudden and intense awareness of immediate danger. Now, the Holy Spirit can give us a sense of danger, and that's totally different than this. View the situation with alarm. Panic implies unreasoning and overmastering fear, causing hysterical activity. The news, so we hear news that causes widespread panic. Terror implies the most extreme degree of fear. Some people become immobilized with fear. Now, like I said, if you recognize any of these in yourself, repent. Because fear is not from God, it's a spirit, and we are wanting to come out of agreement with it. Trepidation adds to dread, the implications of timidity, trembling, and hesitation. People will say, raised the subject with trepidation. The root word of panic is pan, P-A-N, pan. In Greek religion and mythology, pan, the Greek word pan, fauna in Roman mythology, is the god of the wild, shepherds and flocks, nature of mountain wilds, hunting and rustic music, and a companion of the nymphs. That's N-Y-M-P-H-S, nymphs. Pan's angry shout inspired panic. Panicon Dima, D-E-I-M-A, in lonely places. Pan aided his foster brother in the battle with the Titans by letting out a horrible screech and scattering them in terror. Pan claimed credit for the victory of the gods because he had frightened the attackers. In the Battle of Marathon in 490 B.C., it is said that Pan favored the Athenians and so inspired panic in the hearts of their enemy. That's Pan. So that is the root word for panic. So how it works. It starts in 2 Timothy 1:7. For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and a sound mind. That's the King James Version. God did not give us a cowardly spirit, but a spirit of power, love, and good judgment. For God did not give us a spirit of timidity, but of power, love, and self-discipline. So we are in a battle. Our war is against supernatural forces of darkness who work through the natural human thought process caused by the fall of man. Continual agreement with the darkness in the area of fear is disastrous and falls short of the victorious life that the death, burial, and resurrection of our Messiah accomplished for his children. Following are some of the manifestations of unholy fear in a human's life. Psychological symptoms. Various psychological symptoms are also associated with anxiety disorders and fear. Fear itself is a psychological symptom of anxiety. Those with some forms of anxiety disorder may have persistent, irrational fears, such as a fear of imminent death or doom, and fear of passing out or otherwise losing control of themselves in public. Anxiety and fear may also cause irritability and inability to concentrate or to relax. Excessive worrying, nervousness, and a heightened self-consciousness. And depression frequently coexists with anxiety. Panic attacks may also be referred to as anxiety attacks. They're mainly associated with panic disorders, which is a type of anxiety disorder. A panic attack is the sudden onset of physical and psychological anxiety symptoms. Panic attacks may last for 5 to 30 minutes. Repeated, untreated panic attacks may lead to the development of phobias. Physical symptoms of a panic attack may include shortness of breath, chest pain, increased heart rate, sweating, nausea, and dizziness. All this because of fear. I'm pretty sure that most mental illnesses are as a result are because of fear. Those experience a panic attack may think they are suffocating, having a heart attack, or dying. A panic attack may cause a feeling of disassociation that makes a person feel like he or she is going insane. Some of the physical symptoms, anxiety and fear can cause symptoms that affect different parts of our bodies. It will cause headaches, chronic pain, muscle tension, stomach problems such as nausea, diarrhea, exhaustion, and restlessness may all be physical symptoms of an anxiety disorder. Anxiety and phobias may also produce such physical symptoms as a feeling of choking or smothering, heart palpitations, shaking, sweating, hot flashes, feeling faint and dizzy, or numb. So fear, anxiety, and stress, many diseases come out of fear, anxiety, and stress. The family of fear can include many things that a person is afraid of. So there's like 210 phobias recognized by psychiatrists. Fears can include the families of jealousy, sensitiveness, persecution, paranoia, worry, and many other spirits. Well, something happens in the hypothalamus in our brain. The hypothalamus lies just above the pituitary gland, the main endocrine gland. When the hypothalamus detects certain changes in the body, it releases chemicals called regulating factors that stimulate or inhibit the anterior pituitary gland. So the anterior pituitary then releases or holds back hormones that regulate carbohydrates, fats, proteins, certain eons, and sexual functions. It controls and integrates the autonomic nervous system, which stimulates muscles, regulates the rate of contraction of cardiac muscle, and controls the secretion of many of the glands. Through the autonomic nervous system, the hypothalamus, is the main regulator of our body's activities. It regulates heart rate, movement of food through the digestive tract, and contraction of the urinary bladder. It is involved in the reception of sensory impulses of the fascia. It is the principal intermediary between the nervous system and the endocrine system that are the two major control systems of our body. So it is the center for the mind and over body phenomena. When the cerebral cortex interrupts strong emotions, it often sends impulses along tracks that connect the cortex with the hypothalamus. So the hypothalamus then directs impulses by the autonomic nervous system and also releases chemicals that stimulate the interior of the pituitary gland. The result can be a wide range of changes in our body's activities. For instance, panic impulses leave the hypothalamus to stimulate the heart to beat faster. Likewise, continued psychological stress can produce long-term abnormalities in body function that will result in serious illness. And this is all due to fear. So if we can get rid of fear, our bodies can then become, they will work normal the way God intends. But we have to come out of agreement with fear. These are the so-called psychosomatic disorders, and psychosomatic disorders are real. It is associated with feelings of rage and aggression. It controls normal body temperature. Certain cells of the hypothalamus serve as a thermostat. It regulates food intake through sensors, and it contains a thirst center. It is one of the centers that maintain the waking state and sleep patterns. People have sleep disorders, have trouble going to sleep, won't wake up. Fear. This one gland is the facilitator of something called the limbic system. The endocrine system includes 9 glands that secrete over 23 different hormones and neurotransmitters. Our thoughts and emotions control the secretion of these glands. I'm going to say that again. Our thoughts and our emotions control the secretion from these glands. The over or under secretion of these hormones or neurotransmitters are physical causes of most of our diseases. We have to get our mind right. We have to get our mind renewed. We have to have a change of thinking. So coronary artery disease. The Bible says in the last days, men's hearts shall fail them because of fear. That's in Luke 21:26. Hypertension, strokes and aneurysms are the result of rage and anger. But behind the rage and anger is also fear. I had fear. I dealt with a lot of fear in my life. It caused a lot of the things that happened to me to be. And I'm still dealing with stuff. It's not completely gone. I have not arrived there. Some of it was generational. Some of it was situational, and I'm still dealing with some things. Every once in a while, my blood pressure goes up. And praise God for my husband to remind me, well, what is going on? Because in my mind, I'm not sitting around saying, well, I'm scared. I'm afraid. I have to go deep to a root. What has happened? What is happening to cause me to have fear right now? Because I'm not feeling fear. So, Lord, I need you to show me what it is, so I can deal with it. Amen. And it goes away. Amen. It goes away. Do you know why people go into rage and anger? First of all, they have a root of bitterness. They are really afraid to deal with issues. Rather than being confronted on an issue and having to deal with it, they just blow up. Because that is their defense mechanism. They don't want to be confronted on an issue because they are afraid of men and they are afraid of rejection. So there's disturbances of our heart rhythm. Rhythmic problems or irregular heartbeat, mitral valve prolapse are the result of anxiety and stress. Muscles and tension headaches. We rub the back of our necks when we are under stress and tension to relieve the pain. Why not turn to God and deal with the fear and anxiety? Muscle contractions, backache. Again, anxiety and stress is the issue. I have witnessed many healings when people have repented for the lack of faith in God and then learned to trust Him. I've been healed from a lot of things. Rheumatoid arthritis. There's a direct relationship between the tremendous stress of self-hatred and all autoimmune diseases. That was where I fell. That was one of the categories I fell into. I had been diagnosed with autoimmune diseases. They didn't call it rheumatoid arthritis. It was a different form, but it was just as crippling. And they were treating me for multiple sclerosis. And movement disorders, what they call it. What it was a demon that was riding me around. I didn't have seizures, epilepsy, but my body just would go into seizure-like manifestations. And they put it all back to the autoimmune diseases that I was on, just numerous medications for all of this. Once I learned about deliverance and all of these things about fear, bitterness, unforgiveness, because in my mind, who do you need to forgive was one of the questions. Well, I've forgiven everybody. You know, I did a general sweep. I forgive my mom and dad. But there were deep, hidden subconscious things there that we had to go to and pull up and forgive each little thing. I forgive my dad for this and for this. I forgive my mom for not being there, for rejecting me, for not loving. I forgive myself. I had self-hatred. I forgive myself. Forgive me, Lord, for hating myself because you made me and you don't make jumps. And so the life you have given me is actually a gift. And I should be a gift to myself. Hey, when I look in the mirror, I should say, thank you, God, for what you've done for me. So the direct relationship between the tremendous stress of self-hatred and all autoimmune diseases. The person is afraid of themselves. They just don't want to face themselves. Out of that comes self-hatred. Out of that comes guilt. Out of that comes conflict that causes the white corpuscles to attack the connective material of the bones, eat at it, and produce rheumatoid arthritis. The pulmonary system, this is another one I had to fight, and it just didn't start until about four years ago. And I spent 3 years getting healed of some stuff that happened to me that brought on asthma. Now, we had generational asthma in my family, but it had never affected me. And now, here I was with asthma, and I'm like, Lord, show me what's causing this, because this is not from you. And it is, what have I done? What door have I opened? What's being sent, being allowed for this to happen in my life? And the Lord showed me. I dealt with it, and the Lord has healed me of this. So I no longer have to carry around a nebulizer and inhalers. Amen. And fight those things that I was fighting.
Thank you, Lord.
No more visits to the emergency room.
Thank you, Lord.
Hay fever. Johns Hopkins University is now teaching that hay fever and asthma are not caused by airborne allergens. It has nothing to do with breathing dander, dust, pollen, etc. Anxiety and fear are the cause of it. The immune system, the immune suppression or immune deficiency in autoimmune disease is over secretion of cortisol, And I'm not sure how to say this. Is it up there? No. Catecholamines, they destroy the immune system. And the result is autoimmune diseases. The hypothalamus controls over 23 hormones, including these two. Autoimmune disease occur when the white corpuscles attack living flesh and they destroy it. So we have lupus, Crohn's, diabetes, rheumatoid arthritis, and multiple sclerosis are examples of what happens when a person is living with fear and anxiety. We have learned that the body attacks the body as a person attacks themselves spiritually, in self-rejection, self-hatred, and self-bitterness. The body agrees with the mind and starts attacking itself. That is a high price to pay for not loving oneself. We need to repent. Then there's the gastrointestinal system. Ulcers. For years, the medical community believed that stress and anxiety caused an irritation in the stomach, which eventually caused the ulceration. Recently, they have begun to prescribe antibiotics and are telling us that a bacteria or a virus causes ulcers. People who have ulcers also have compromised immune system because of the anxiety and the stress. When you have a compromised immune system, you don't have the ability to defeat the bacteria and the virus. So the fear and anxiety come first, and then the bacteria and virus show up, and the immune system becomes compromised. There are a number of gastrointestinal problems that are caused by anxiety and stress. They include irritable bowel syndrome, IBS, diarrhea, nausea, vomiting, ulcerative colitis. Every single malfunction in the gastrointestinal tract is caused by anxiety and stress. The peace of God in your heart regarding issues in your life is the cure, with the exception of Crohn's disease, which is an autoimmune disease. However, when we get rid of fear, even Crohn's disease goes away. I was on infusions for that, and it's all because of fear and anxiety. So once I got rid of that, that went away too.
Praise God.
The enemy put all kind of stuff on me to make it seem hopeless, like this was my destiny, which was a lie.
Yes.
That was not who God created me to be. There's the genital and urinary system. There's diuresis. Is that how you say it? Diuresis? Yeah. Impotence and frigidity are caused by anxiety and fear. Then there's your skin. Eczema, acne, and dermatitis. Adolescent acne is caused by fear coming from peer pressure. It is not a genetic or a biological problem by itself, but in most cases, the kids are afraid of other kids. That level of fear and anxiety triggers increased histamine secretion in their body. It also increases white corpuscle activity in the epidermis, thus causing acne. And then your endocrine system, diabetes, and amenorrhea, is the central nervous system that produces fatigue and lethargy. Type A behavior, overeating, depression, and insomnia are all caused by fear, anxiety, and stress. Fear, some of the things that I've seen personally from fear. And I'm going to use an example of this little dog we got. And I had all kind of issues because of fear. I was self-destructive, suicidal, running from myself, running from life, drug addiction, all kind of stuff as a result of the fear. But we got a little dog that we were going to foster for a lady that was going into a rehab. But so we had her for 2 years. But when we first got this little dog, the dog was had a lot of fear, cowed down. And this dog tore pieces of paper up, any kind of paper she could find. If a paper towel fell on the floor, or she would find a dryer sheet, or if a receipt, huh?
Sheetrock.
I was getting to that. If a receipt fell onto the ground, she would tear it up. And then she started eating the sheetrock, pulling sheetrock. And, you know, we had just had our kitchen done. And so first she started in the utility room, which I didn't mind because no one could see that. And I minded, but it was like, that was, you know, I was like, okay, we're going to do something about this. And she started, then she got into the kitchen and started eating and pulling the sheetrock. So we both knew, knowing what we know, we've done deliverance on our dogs. We do deliverance on our animals. So we, because this dog was a foster dog and had been raised for the first few months of its life in a home where there was a lot of meth and fear and torment and terror, we knew the dog had a lot of issues. So we began to pray over the dog, and we decided that we took this little dog in our arms and we told this dog, we love you. We receive you as ours. You belong to us. We accept you. We love you. And when your mama gets out, we will give you back to your mama. But until then, you belong to us and we love you. And that dog never tore up another piece of paper. The dog never chewed up any more sheetrock. And that's all because of love and acceptance. You know, you don't, may sound like a silly thing with an animal, but they experience these demons and spirits too. And so it was a beautiful thing to see this dog, once it felt loved, quit doing all the things that fear was driving it to do. Now, a lot of people, they don't tear up pieces of paper. Like, I didn't tear up pieces of paper, but I was tearing up my life. I was shredding my life into pieces. You know, I was running, and this dog was running from itself. So we have to, what we have to do is we have to learn the truth. Started in John 4:24, God's a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. John 8:32, and you shall know the truth, and the truth will set you free. And John 15:26, but when the Comforter is come, whom I shall send unto you from the Father, even the Spirit of truth, which proceedeth from the Father, he shall testify of me. Matthew 10:31, fear ye not, therefore, ye are of more value than any of the sparrows. Luke 2:10, and the angel said unto them, fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. Luke 8:50, but when Jesus heard it, he answered him, saying, fear not. Believe only, and you shall be made whole. Romans 8:15, for ye have not, well, we just went, that's two pages, okay. 2 Samuel 22:2, and he said, the Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer. Psalm 18:2, the Lord is my rock and my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust, my buckler and the horn of my salvation and my high tower. Romans 11:26, and so all Israel shall be saved, as it is written, there shall come out of Zion the deliverer, and shall turn away ungodliness from Jacob. In Joel 2:32, and it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be delivered. For in Mount Zion and in Jerusalem shall be deliverance. So as the Lord has said, and in the remnant whom the Lord shall call, there is deliverance for all of us. Luke 4:18, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and the recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised. So the weapons of our warfare, 2 Corinthians 10:4, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. So we repent. 1 John 1:9 and James 5:16. Then we have the authority once we repent. Luke 10:19, and then signs shall follow. Mark 10:16-19. Then we put on the full armor of God. Ephesians 6:13-18. And then we apply the blood of Jesus. Revelations 12:11. May we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. So what I've been doing up here is giving you some of my testimony so that I am overcoming. There is hope and there is freedom. So I want, if y'all would, I'm going to have y'all to repeat some things after me, if you're willing and you want freedom. Lord Jesus Christ, please forgive me for spiritual blocks to healing, unforgiveness, ignorance, or lack of knowledge. No relationship with God according to knowledge. Personal and family sins. Not having faith in God. The need to see a miracle. Looking for signs and wonders. Expecting God to heal. On my own terms. Looking to man. Rather than God. Not being honest and transparent. Flagrant sin. Or habitual sin. Robbing God in tithes. And offerings. The sins of our parents. Looking to symptoms. And not to the healer. Letting fear. Enter my heart. Failure to get away in prayer and fasting. For not taking care of my body. Not discerning the Lord's body. Touching God's anointed leaders. Immoderate eating. Just forgive me for pure unbelief. Failure to keep my life filled up with God. Forgive me for not resisting the enemy. For just giving up. Looking for repeated healings instead of divine help. Rejecting healing. As part of the covenant. For trying to bypass the penalty of the curse without repentance. Forgive me for murmuring and complaining. For hating. Not obeying instruction. I repent for all fear. I repent for partnering with fear. I repent for withdrawal and for trying to control others out of fear. I repent for fear and doubt and unbelief. Your word says that what is not of faith is a sin. I break every generational curse in the area of fear. I break all unholy soul ties with fearful people. I forgive my ancestors, descendants, and anyone else has sinned against me, that has taught me to fear, that has brought fear through injury, both verbally and physically. I forgive anyone who's cursed me with weakness, sickness, disease, illness, injury, and trauma. Please forgive me for my sins that would open me up to these attacks. And I forgive myself for my mistakes. I ask this in the name of Jesus Christ. I receive the forgiveness the Lord has granted through the cleansing blood of Jesus. I apply the blood of Jesus as a barrier between me and the accuser of the brethren, all fallen angels and demonic beings aligned against my life. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I now command the evil spirits and their family to leave in Jesus' name. Now every spirit that came in as a result of this fear, come out in Jesus' name. All ancestral curses, come out in Jesus' name. Out in Jesus' name. I submit unto you, Father, Yahweh, and resist the devil, so he must flee. Lord, I agree that as the minister of the living God in Christ Jesus, call out these spirits in Jesus' name, that the demons and all agents of darkness shall flee and leave in all areas where by faith the curse is broken, as well as all illegal squatters. They shall leave me as well in Jesus' name. I believe, Lord, that by your grace I will walk in discipline, obedience, which produces the fruit called freedom. I thank you, Lord, that where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. I believe you will back my words of agreement with you and enforce your great and mighty will in power against the enemy. In Jesus' name. Amen. I'm just going to start calling these spirits out, and y'all just will them out. Let them go. So in the name of Jesus, I command the spirits of bother, worry, fret, fuss, stew, go. Come out of God's people now in Jesus' name. We break your power, stress, sweat, trouble, alarm. Come out, up and out in Jesus' name. All anxiety go. Anxiety, we break your power in the name of Jesus. Come out of God's people. Dread, fearfulness, fright, horror, panic. We break your power up and out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, scare, terror, trepidation, up and out in Jesus' name. Bother, being bothered, worry, constant worry, fret, fuss, go in Jesus' name. We break your power in Jesus' name. Trouble, alarm, anxiety, and dread, go in Jesus' name. All fearfulness and fright, horror, panic, we break your power now in Jesus' name. Up and out of God's people. Up and out. Panic, scare, go. Phobias, all phobias leave. Fear of heights, fear of spiders, fear of roaches, fear of being alone, we break your power. Fear of the dark, go in Jesus' name. All fears, go in Jesus' name. Fear of closed spaces, go in Jesus' name. Creeps, all creeps and jitters, go in Jesus' name. Fear of the boogie man, go in Jesus' name. Fear of dark, fear of under the bed, fear of the closet, go. Fear of lights, being out. Go in Jesus' name. Nervousness, willy, pain, we break your power. Come up and out in Jesus' name. All qualms and twinge, agitation, go in Jesus' name. Apprehension, we break your power in Jesus' name. Disquiet and being in a funk, all funk, come out in Jesus' name. Up and out. Concern, dismay, and worry, we break your power up and out of God's people in Jesus' name. Cowardness, being afraid, being a coward, we break your power in Jesus' name. All faint-heartedness, timidity, go now in Jesus' name. We break your power up and out in Jesus' name. All strain, stress, tension, blow, just blow it out in Jesus' name. Up and out in Jesus' name, blow it out in Jesus' name. Take authority over it. Make it go in Jesus' name. Cough if you have to. Get it out in Jesus' name. Desperateness, go. Anguish, alarm, tension, up and out in Jesus' name. Discomfort, discomposure, dismay, we break your power in Jesus' name. Distraction, all distraction, go in Jesus' name. We break your power, distraction, distress, disturbance, go up and out. Get it out in Jesus' name. Make it come out in Jesus' name. Blow it out in Jesus' name. Come out of agreement with it all. Edginess, hand-wringing, all hand-wringing, go in Jesus' name. Nervous tension, go. Picking fingernails, go in Jesus' name. Jitters, jumpiness, go in Jesus' name. Fear of loud noises, go in Jesus' name. Panic, tremor, go in Jesus' name. All angst and fearfulness, we break your power. Come up and out of God's people in Jesus' name. All torment, all you tormentors, come up and out of God's people in Jesus' name. We break your power. You have to go. Upset, always upset, we break your power in Jesus' name. All vexation, go in Jesus' name. All cold feet, we break your power. Go in Jesus' name. All cold feet, go in Jesus' name. Doubt, dreading going somewhere, we break your power. Dread of talking, we break your power in Jesus' name. In Jesus, dread of going to meetings, we break your power in Jesus' name. Foreboding, misgiving, we break your power in Jesus' name. Suspense, we break your power. All suspense, we come against you and break your power up and out of God's people in Jesus' name. Just blow it all up. Uncertainty, go in Jesus' name. Compunction and qualm, go. Leave God's people. All serpents, scorpions, and spiders, we call you out of God's people right now. All you nest of scorpions, come up and out in Jesus' name. Serpents and spiders, go off God's people in Jesus' name. Fear of accusation, we break your power. Fear of persecution, fear of authority, we break your power up and out of God's people. We break your power, lying and deception, up and out. Fear of a car accident, we break your power right now in the name of Jesus. Traumatic fear of car accidents, we break your power in Jesus' name. All trauma, we break your power. Fear of condemnation and persecution, we break your power in Jesus' name. Fear of disapproval, we break your power. Fear of disapproval and self-pity, go in Jesus' name. We break your power. Sensitiveness, fear of failure, we break your power. Fear of failing, go now in Jesus' name. We come out of agreement with you and you have to go. Power of torment that causes fear of poverty, go in Jesus' name. All fear of poverty, up and out in Jesus' name. Fear of failure, fear of germs, we break your power in Jesus' name. All schizophrenic spirits, up and out in Jesus' name. We break your power. You religious spirit, fear of God, Antichrist, we break your power. We break that threefold cord, up and out in Jesus' name. Fear of hell, we break your power in Jesus' name. Fear of insecurity, all schizophrenic spirits, up and out in Jesus' name. Fear of Jezebel, we break your power. We come against you in Jesus' name. Ahab, we come against you, up and out in Jesus' name. Fear of judgment, fear of destruction, fear of women, we break your power right now in Jesus' name and command you out, up and out in Jesus' name. Fear of success, We break your power in Jesus' name. Fear of losing your salvation, we break your power up and out in Jesus' name. All you religious spirits come up and out. We break your power. Fear of men, lust for men, we break your power in Jesus' name up and out. Sensitiveness, mind-binding fear, paranoia, mental illness, we break your power up and out of God's people in Jesus' name. Fear of people, we break your power in Jesus' name. Fear of poverty, fear of failure, fear of rejection, fear of reproof and correction, we break your power in Jesus' name. Fear of death, we break your power in Jesus' name. Up and out of God's people. And anything else, any squatters, up and out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Come up and out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Now repeat after me. Say, Lord, I thank you for delivering me from the spirit of fear. I thank you, Lord, for healing me, healing my mind, my will, and my emotions. I receive your healing in Jesus' name. And Lord, I'm asking you to fill me up with your perfect love. Because your word says that perfect love casts out fear. So I want to walk in your love, your perfect love, from this day forward in Jesus' name. I thank you, Lord, for your perfect love that flows through everyone here in Jesus' name, Lord. I thank you for the work you've done. And I thank you for perpetual deliverance. I thank you, Father, that if each person here hears your voice, if you remind them of someone or something they need to forgive or let go of, that they will continually do this. And they will walk out their freedom. They will walk out their healing. They will walk out your perfect love for the rest of their lives. And right now, I thank you. I thank you, Lord, for you allowing us to be here in your presence, Lord. And in the name of Jesus, I forbid the enemy from stealing any of the seed. We bind up all backlash, frontlash, retaliation in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord, that we will walk out this freedom in your name, in Jesus' name. Amen. Yes.
Someone asked me, there's people that can't sleep because some people are staying awake and try to be mindful of everybody in your room or in your dormitory because some people have a hard time sleeping. So lights are supposed to be out at 10, and so mouth shut at 10. Anyway, just be sensitive to everybody else. I'm sorry.
Yeah, if you need to talk quietly. You know, some... just kind of turn the lights out and whisper if you need to. But just, like she said, be mindful of everyone around you. Because some people, after we go through these days, we get deliverance. We really need to sleep. You know, some people just need that sleep. That it's healing to our body.
Some people may be sleeping for the first time in years.
Absolutely. And we want to honor them. We want to honor that gift of sleep that they're getting. And I just want to pray for the food. I don't know if it's ready, but I'll just go ahead and pray. Thank you, Lord, for the food that we're about to receive, Lord. We thank you for blessing it. Thank you for the ones that prepared it. And we ask that you bless it and let it nourish our bodies in Jesus' name. Amen.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.